you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
Man, we are happy to have you along. Hope you are having an outstanding Christmas season, getting ready for the new year. What a wonderful time. I apologize, but I'm praying for snow.
You know what? I like snow. You know, I don't want just an inch or two. I would need like 5 or 6 inches. So the doll can kind of go out there and play. I got a new puppy that's about a year old.
Really?
She has never seen a big snowfall, and she is just, I call her Crazy Bella.
Crazy
Bella. She just has so much energy, and it's the most athletic golden retriever I've ever seen. She won't just sit there and lay around. She has to be doing something, and that's usually biting up a baseball or a football or a soccer ball or chasing something. So I can't wait for a big snowfall to have her outside and play with her.
And Mama's up here from Sarasota. And so she comes up specifically to see snow. She says it's to see me, but it's not. And, you know, so I hope, you know, we're taping this on Christmas Eve. I hope that sometime in the next 24 hours that we actually see some snow hit the ground. Preferably not on the streets, only in the yard, you know, and nicely stacked, you know, a few inches deep so Bella can go out and play in the snow.
Yeah.
You know. My dog's getting a little bit older, so I think he'll be just content watching it. But you know, we'll go out and play it if we can. It'll be neat to see the new house in snow, assuming we get it. My fear is it's going to come in February when I'm already past over it.
Yeah.
Done. Hey, if you're out and about and you want more of this show, don't forget you can go to any place where you can download podcasts. Consider This Program is the new technical name for the show. We're going to talk about a few things today. Ken and I are going to talk about some New Year's resolutions, the challenges with them, and how habits are more effective than the resolution. And we're going to go into that. We're going to talk a little bit with my mother over how things get shaped and things that people need to consider and why many times we're scared of things that we necessarily, sometimes we should be scared, but we're scared of the wrong things. And when I look at the market today and the volatility, the conversations that I'm having with people, I believe the fear is misplaced. Doesn't mean there shouldn't be fear, or concern is probably a better word. It just is, it's coming from the wrong area. So stick around. We've got a great show for you today. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, 800-928-4001. Ken and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. A Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member of FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are plumb tickled to have you along. Hope you're having a wonderful Christmas season and enjoying time with friends, family, and I will tell you this right from the beginning, Ken. It was a tough year for the Financial Enhancement Group. You know, we've got a 62-year-old that I love dearly that fell backwards in a pontoon and is now a quadriplegic.
Oh, no.
We had a 45-year-old die while talking to his mom on the phone, and probably 10 or 15 people that were over 70, including one who fell out of a golf cart, who were simply gone the next day.
Wow.
And, you know, so I know a lot of you out there don't get to have the luxury that I do of being able to say hello to friends and family. And enjoy the Christmas time. My mom is up from Sarasota. We're going to have her as part of the program today. You know, so this is a special time for us. And Ken and I are recording this on Monday. That's Christmas Eve. You know, it's always been hard to compete with Jesus. Never really tried. But it is my birthday, so if I sound a little older and hopefully wiser, it's because that night, the day struck to the next day. I guess I don't know. Anyhow, lots to talk about and things that are going on. I know they're on your life. So let's get to the beginning, and we'll just see how this shakes out, Ken. So the most common thing for people to do on January 1st is to set new resolutions.
Of course.
So what are yours?
Boy, that's a good question, Joe. You always want to work out a little bit more, eat a little bit better.
This coming from an ex-NFL player, by the way, just for the record. So it's not like he's not fit.
Well, you know, it's just more, you know, when I get home from work late afternoon, early evening, first thing I go to if I get hungry is a bag of chips.
Really?
And that is my downfall of anything. I'm not big into pies and cakes and whatever.
You're a salty guy.
Salty guy. So a bag of chips, yeah, that's my downfall. So my wife always gets on me to eat more fruits and vegetables, so... Instead of that bag of chips, I may go reach for a little apple and peanut butter.
So that's your singular objective.
Yes.
Good for you.
It's the start of it, but I'm sure once I get into the month of January, I'll figure out, you know, probably get my taxes done on time this year.
Good luck with that. You know, I was a partner at a CPA firm in Lafayette and have very dear friends. Actually, my behind is vibrating as we're talking, and I know that's text coming through saying happy birthday, probably from some of those crazy CPA
probably all
people
day long too.
That I work with and talk to. And I, if you don't know it, your taxes are due, what you owe, are due April 15th. Your return is actually due October 15th. And I'm not sure the last time I had the return done any time before September. Certainly not in the last 10 years. You know, it's kind of like
I have a mortgage client I'm trying to get done right now. He's a lawyer in town. Maybe like a family lawyer. I don't really dig into what he does, but he just filed his 2015 taxes like 3 months ago.
No.
And just filed 2017 taxes like this week.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. So, but he paid all of his taxes due and.
The penalties and the anguish of that are no. That's
well, it makes it hard for a mortgage. You got to get stuff done.
Right,
you don't have your taxes
right
on time.
Right.
So
it's an impossible thing. So anyhow, one of the things that I wrote about, you know, I am blessed to be in a lot of different spheres of influence, if you will. And one of my friends is a guy named Ben Hardy, and he wrote a book called Willpower Doesn't Work. And it talked about how our habits are triggering events, right? So there are things, and psychologists will tell you this, right? So I'm gonna relay a story, and then we'll come back to this afterwards. I at our old church, Ken, I used to preach probably once every 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
And I was reading a book called The Power of Habits. And I was really having a tough, tough time. And I got to Dungy's part where it was talking about his son and, you know, all the stuff that went down there. And for those of you who don't know, Ken played under Dungy. So
I did not play for Dungy.
Actually, you didn't, did
no.
you?
No.
I stopped to think about that. You didn't.
I was with the Colts. He was in Tampa.
Right.
And the same year, we both got fired. I went down to Tampa, and he came up here. So I never got to play for Dungy.
You know, I would have missed that on a pop. You had to tell me.
Yep.
So here's the deal. If you don't know, Dungy's son committed suicide, right? And so I'm reading this book, and I don't cheat. So if it's the next page tells a story you don't want to read, I figure I'm supposed to read it. And and I'm getting irritable that I'm having to read the book and go through this pain. And that was actually the weekend when I was reading it, was the weekend of the Columbine Massacre. And, you know, you can't be in church and be the leader of the service and not talk about what happened, right? But here's what came from here's what was in the book that happened with Dungy and what happened to the Colts for all intents and purposes. When you have something that you know you're going to do, right? So somebody walks into my office, I know what I'm going to do. Right? I know I'm going to talk about the fiduciary focus, I'm going to talk about risk and fees, volatility. I'm going to talk about taxes today and tomorrow, and I'm going to talk about real return. And it's like clockwork. It goes up on the board. You know, it's all done. I know exactly what it is that I'm doing because that is the basis of all decision-making that should occur in the financial world. And so what Dungy taught people to do was to look at these people that have been the top of their game for their entire lives for all intents and purposes, right? I mean, you were not drafted because you were second best. Right? You were drafted because the Colts believed you were the best, right? And when somebody had the ball going, so we're gonna speak specifically to like defensive backs for all intents and purposes, right? And so he would say, "What is it you're going to do?" And they would say, "Well, when this guy does this, I will do that," right? And then they would go. And Tampa Bay would win, and Tampa Bay would win, but Tampa Bay would never get all the way to the end. And because what happened is once you got to the playoffs, these people that are making multi-million dollars a year who have done this their entire lives gave up on what somebody had taught them and went back to their basic instinct instead of acting out of a quote-unquote habit or a ritual.
Right.
And when the Colts players were interviewed and said, okay, what changed in Indianapolis with your life after Tony's son died? And they said, hey, we loved him, and at that point in time we're willing to risk our future for his future. And so they would actually begin to do the things that were based on cues and responses, and here's how I'm going to act. Anyhow, it's a great book. I would recommend The Power of Habits if you want to go in and look at the choice. I would also recommend Willpower Doesn't Work by Bruce Hardy. There's two interesting things that are going on in the world, and I read about two books a month. One is Habits and Rituals. The other is Corporate Culture. So if you want to know the buzzwords going into 2019, there are companies that are being created that deal with nothing about companies our size. You know, we have 25 people on my team at the Financial Enhancement Group that do nothing but deal with company culture. It's that important. And the other part of it is habits. So Atomic Habits by James Clear is another one that's out there. That's a big one that's going around. But understanding what your triggering events really are, how it is that they drive you, and where it is that you're going are a big part of all of our futures in terms of where we are. And so I'm going to talk in this next conversation that we're going to have here in a few minutes, Ken, about three different strategies that I've seen introduced to me. About how they're going to, their cues, their responses, about how they're going to look at 2019, not as a New Year's resolution, but as a new habit. So you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger. You got a question or comment, please shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Ken and I will take a break, but we'll be right back.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are happy to have you along in the audience today. We don't normally have anybody presiding over us, but my mother with the, what is that, the antelope? Hands? I don't know what you call this. Anyhow, Susan Clark is with us today. She's not going to be on this segment, but she's going to step in with Ken and I here in a minute. My mama. And we are taping this on Christmas Eve, December 24th. It happens to be my birthday. And so I thought, what of a better thing than to bring my mother in to talk about life and the pursuit of happiness, as some would say. Anyhow, what we're doing right now is talking about New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in them. We know that 90% of them are defunct by the third week of January, according to all statistics. And, you know, and then people have another 11 months to wait to start all over again. So I will tell you in my world, just so you understand how I do it, whether that's right or wrong or not, I'm not telling you how you have to live your life. I'm just telling you I spend a lot of money getting coached because I've got a lot of issues that have to be taken care of. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you know, squirrel will resonate with some of you. There's a lot of things that can pull my distractions. So I break everything down into four areas: spirit, relationships, health, and wealth. The last two are the ones that people tend to talk about the most. And I will tell you, as a financial planner who manages money for more than 900 families in 30 states, the truth is the truth. People will give away their health to get their wealth, and then they will give away all of the wealth to try to get the health back. And knowing, Ken, that that's the case, why don't we just start there?
Of right? course, sounds
why,
good.
Why don't we just protect the health to begin with and say, hey, rule number one, I am not going to do anything that's going to substitute my health, because I'm merely going to give the wealth away just to try to get it back. And getting it back, as you know, is harder.
It is harder
than keeping it, which is why we're going to spend our time in the gym. So you can call spirit what you want to call spirit. You can call relationships what you want to call relationships. But those are my lifetime objectives. And I have annual goals. And then I have 90-day sprints. So every 90 days, I know which one of those four I'm going to focus on the most. So throughout the course of the year, one of those comes more into flavor. Not that they all four don't matter, but one of the four is the one that gets the focused on. Each week, we have the big three objectives that my strategic assistant Angela and I sit down and go over and say, hey, okay, this is what we're working on this week. And then each day we know the big three things. And at the end of the day, I ask what took my time and energy. You know, what wasted my life? What did I spend time on today that I should never, ever, ever allow to happen again?
That's a big thing, distractions on a daily basis for me.
It's a big thing to everybody.
Well, of course it is. I call them time suckers.
They are time suckers, and it's they are. And just very, very, you know, very quickly, without spending a lot of time on that, it is very easy to be distracted if you don't know where it is you're trying to go. There's an old expression that both of our, I'm sure, Ken's football coaches told and mine told me, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. and so know where you're going. But I wrote an article this week for the Herald Bulletin. I'm in the Anderson, Indiana newspaper. If you ever want a copy of that, you can obviously get it from the Herald Bulletin. You can also find it on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. And we talked about three what I thought were goal-worthy things to discuss as we go into the 2019 year. So one friend that we have, uses credit cards in what he deems an irresponsible manner. Now, it's important to understand that he can easily pay his credit card bill. His objective or habit is to intentionally make a deposit for a certain sum into his savings account every time he uses the card. His theory is he will spend hard, cold cash less than using the plastic, even though he pays them off every month. So this is not about not having enough money. This is just about recognizing a weakness in his life. And so just like you can giggle all you want at taking 10 minutes of your day each day. But at the end of the day, I've got rituals in the morning that last 17 minutes and 30 seconds that I know how long it takes for me to make my vitamins, my vitamin water, make the 2 cups of coffee, you know, put my headphones on, get into the office, you know, start reading and do the Bible study and then reading the pages that are already predetermined that I'm going to read. That's all done ahead of time. And at nighttime, I know when I'm shutting down, you know, what it is that I'm going to look at. And one of those is what took the time away from me today.
Interesting.
Right? In theory, you want to get rid of that. So in his case, goodness gracious, we have a phone going off in here somewhere. And that was not me or Ken. I think that was...
I was like, whoa.
This new technology. We're in a new office. If you don't know anything about the Financial Enhancement Group, we were blessed enough this year in 2018 to be able to move to a new building. And so you never know when technology is going to do something different than what you would expect. But regardless, when he looks at his credit card, you know, he goes throughout the course of the day. And again, in this guy's case, money's not really the issue. It's whether or not you're using money responsibly or not. And he pulls the credit card out and looks at it and keeps track of how many times a day that plastic came out and went into a machine. And whether that be Amazon Prime or whether that be at a restaurant or whether that be buying gasoline. And he was averaging over 10 times a day. And so his goal was to get it down to 5. And so he's putting a certain amount of money into his account every time so that he has to have a triggering event, as Ben Hardy would say, and willpower doesn't work. He created his own triggering event. If I'm going to use the card, I'm going to do this. Right? I think it makes a lot of sense. Another friend looked at his investment statement too often, according to him, examining the balance more than the allocation of his portfolio. So he would be online, and he'd be looking, especially in the volatile times that we're in right now, looking to see what it was worth without actually doing anything about it. It was just kind of a habit. So some people check Facebook. Some people check Pinterest. He checked his investment statements, right? It became a very habit. So his objective for 2019 is committed to making 15 minutes examining a particular holding every time he glances at his phone for his balance. So if you pick the phone up, you're now hooked for 15 minutes. So if you own Apple, you're now going to spend 15 minutes reading Apple's annual report or news about Apple, not just looking at a stock price, not just looking at what everybody else is going. Go ahead, Ken. I see you thinking.
No, I was just like, you know, if you're going to read the annual report for any stock, put me to sleep.
Oh, it would most people.
Yeah.
But that's the point. That's why it's got to be a painful thing. It's like, you know, I think it was probably 10 years ago. One of my buddies did 10 push-ups every time he ate a sweet, right? So if he had a donut or whatever it was, he made himself do 10 push-ups. And I, you know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not here to judge, but I do believe that we spend our lives doing things without necessarily recognizing why we're doing them, right? They become habit and
bad habits.
And you know, I was having this discussion with Kendra, my youngest daughter, and you know, iPhone came out with this new technology. I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, but it shows you screen time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. I like it, though I understand her point. But here's the mind of a 22-year-old. Right, she said, "Dad, I don't like it. I turned it off. I study on the phone, you know, because she's in college." And she said, "It made me feel bad when it showed me the amount of time that I spent on it. So I just disabled it." Right? Now, let's talk about circumventing something that is possibly helpful. But that's the world that we live in, right? People do that kind of stuff all the time. So, anyhow, I don't know what your objective is. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the one last objective, because I think it is probably the brightest one that I've heard in a long time. We'll come back and talk about it. I hope you're ready for an ecstatic, an astounding a stupendous 2019. You listen to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are happy to have you along. Hope you're having an outstanding end of the year, getting ready for 2019. Big goals, big objectives, big things. So what are you looking most forward to in 2019, Ken?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, every year my kids get older. I got one in college now.
So do you, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but I really don't change much. But my kids are at 16 and almost 19.
They change.
They're changing. They're changing the way they think and act and more responsibility, hopefully. So kind of looking forward to, especially my son being a year older and hopefully a little bit more responsible and understanding of the world.
You know, I think in order to play in the NFL, in order to run a company, we've been pretty hard on ourselves. If we weren't, we wouldn't have done what we've done.
True.
Right? And so sometimes I look at my kids and I try to remember, it's like, okay, not everybody wants to run a company. Right? Not everybody wants to play in the NFL. Not everybody's willing to go through that. And so sometimes I wonder if we're holding them to our level of expectation as opposed to the average person's level of expectation.
Well, I think every parent out there has expectations for their kids. Whether it's, you know, me being an ex-professional athlete on what my son is expected of him. But most part, it's more expected of him to get good grades or at least put in the time to get good grades. You know, I don't expect all straight A's and to help out with the chores around the house. Just yeah. The basic life things. Now, anything above that, as far as athletic-wise, is a blessing, but... You know, I know that everybody out there or every son out there can't follow their dad's footsteps every single occupation.
Right. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
The genesis of this conversation, in case you just picked up the show, the genesis of this conversation is we're talking about where we are in the world today in terms of going into 2019 and people making these resolutions. And I am blessed beyond belief. I am just very grateful to be where I am and what I do. But part of that is having more than 900 families that sit down and share with me the things that they've gone through in their life. So, you know, we don't have a lot of broke people that we take care of. These are people who have either been engineers or teachers or farmers or business owners, you know, that have done well saving and accumulating money, and they're very intentional about their behavior, and they're able to share with me things that matter. And so we talked about the article that I wrote last week for the Herald Bulletin. It came out in, you know, a couple things we talked about already, two different habits as opposed to goals. You know, one habit was every time somebody looked at their financial statement online, their phone, you know, just like some people would happenstance to check Facebook, they actually have to spend 15 minutes, and that's their job, not mine. They agreed to spend 15 minutes actually studying one of the companies or one of the holdings that they had. Another one was that every time they used their credit card, they were going to make a certain deposit into their savings account. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. They're like me. I'm a time junkie. I don't like anybody messing with my time. You know, so the idea that I would have to take the time to figure out how to get the money into the bank account is more of a challenge than putting the money in the bank account, so to speak. But this third one, Ken, and again, this is in the Herald Bulletin this weekend, this third one made more sense to me than, and I don't know why I've never thought about it, but I never thought about it, right? So I believe she is 58 years old, and she has a strict budget, and I do mean that. So I haven't had a budget, in all fairness, since I had more month than I had money, right? You know, there's nothing like looking at your budget when you're in week three and you're trying to figure out how you're going to eat when there's more bills that are coming in. I do think when you retire, by the way, you need a budget. But she has a very strict budget. And whatever her percentage increase is in her budget, she increases in her savings. In other words, if her budget goes up by 5%, so let's say, just because math's easy, let's say it cost her $100,000 to live, and next year it cost $105,000, right? Because things simply became more expensive. She increases whatever she's saving in her 401k by whatever that amount was. So not an additional 5% per se, but additional 5% of the amount of money that she was saving in her 401k. It's her way of offsetting inflation. So inflation is a critical thing to understand. You know, it's especially in the world of volatility that we live in today. We see people make decisions right now that feel good today because nobody wants to watch a market go down 8% in a month or 5% in a week. I mean, come on. You know, I've done this for 31 years. I started 2 weeks before the crash in 87. I don't care how experienced you are. It doesn't feel good, right? It is just part of the deal. It does not, there's no part about it that is that leads to harmony and happiness, you know, and little things and rainbows. It just, I mean, it's ugly. It's painful. I got it. Understand it. I also understand that it is part of the process of a market in terms of how it works, right? So when you look at an inflation, it is very easy to ignore it today and pay attention to risk and volatility, because the risk and volatility are front and center, right? Nobody, you tell me somebody who gets paid to talk to you about inflation, and I will show you a premise that is unknown to the common person. So when I talk about the fiduciary focus, Ken, you've seen me write it on this board on multiple occasions, risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return, right? Risk and volatility, who gets paid off of volatility? That's a question, Ken.
I'm thinking. A little slow this morning, Joe.
Ah, well, it's Christmas time.
Who gets paid
off of volatility?
The brokers, probably.
Wall Street, right? The brokers, yes, but Wall Street, really.
Well, I would think the brokers get paid for making the transaction fees.
Yeah.
Because people get a little nervous when things go down. They want to sell.
There
you
go.
When things go up, they want to start buying, but it should be the opposite, right?
There you go. No, not necessarily. Whenever there's more volume, that's the number of shares that are traded. That makes Wall Street happy, right? That's how they get paid. Every stock has a bid price and has an ask price,
right?
There's a space between the two called the spread. That's what Wall Street gets paid. Then the brokers get paid the transactional of putting through that thing, if you will.
Gotcha.
So discussing risk and volatility, you know, market crashes, market, you know, best month in a history, you know, whatever they can... whatever glamorous title they can apply or a fearful title that they can apply, they will, because that's what Wall Street lives for. It's how they get paid. On the other hand, when we talk about fees and expenses, that's very quiet. It's kind of like little Peter Rabbit, right?
They always want to hide those fees and expenses.
Nobody wants to talk about that. So when you hear companies the size of Fidelity that now have some places that you can go into where there's no trading cost. I mean, trust me, the Johnson family who owns Fidelity, they may be philanthropic. I don't know that to be true or not to be true, but they're not running Fidelity for free. Those buildings are not free. So you have to ask yourself, how are people getting paid? Taxes today and tomorrow, right? The third part of the fiduciary focus. There's no part that comes out of that. No, I get no benefit as a financial planner dealing with Ken Dilger's taxes, right? We're just going to ignore it and go over here, right? And inflation is the worst part,
right?
Nobody gets paid off of inflation in any regard. And the bottom line is, if you don't pay attention to those four things, risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today, tomorrow, and real return, you will wind up being broke. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance, retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. A financial enhancement group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
We're happy to have you along. You know, Ken and I are, we're taping this on Christmas Eve. So it is, one, a very important part of the year for a lot of reasons. But we appreciated having my mom, Susan Clark, on the radio. Remember, if you happen to miss it, you can always go to our podcast, Consider This Program, at iTunes or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You can download it and have that segment. We talked about some New Year's resolutions, which I don't like, and instead talked about habits, which I do like, that I think are important. So, Ken, you're not ready for this, so if it takes, you know, you 2 seconds to think about it, you can. You know, I have a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a world where the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. Ken, in case you didn't know it, other than being a tight end, also is a mortgage broker. Yeah, so he helps people get set up with mortgages. So what, as I enter 2019, should I be thinking about with my existing mortgage?
Since you have an existing mortgage, hopefully it's fixed.
Why?
Because rates will probably go up sometime this year. We don't know when. Even when the Fed raised the interest, the Fed funds rate last week, rates actually stayed the same or dropped a little bit.
And why is that?
Because I think the expectation of that Fed funds rate was already built in to the market, maybe. But, you know, for this year, 2019, everything I hear, the real estate market should be just like we had in 2017. Now, 2018 was an exceptional year where prices went up. Demand for housing was very strong. Houses sold in 1 or 2 days at the most. And so I think 2017 is going to be just like next year. So looking for another strong year in the market. Rates should creep up a little bit probably sometime end of first quarter, sometime into the second quarter. So, you know, now's a great time to take cash out to pay off some credit cards. We've seen a lot of that over the next couple months. Consolidate debt first and seconds. Even take money out to maybe redo a kitchen or expand a basement. So a lot of things going on in the off-season here. Kind of, I call it the off-season of January and February and March before the real selling season of the spring comes around.
So let's go back to why, and you know, I'm being mean to my buddy, so I gotta try to figure out how to be nice. So interest rates, Ken, are an oddity, right? So if you talk about Federal Reserve Chairman,
right,
very few people are going to remember the name Janet Yellen. Yeah, there wasn't a lot that happened when Yellen was in office. People will remember in the history books Bernanke because of what happened in 08. But Greenspan was the first one that people really knew about.
Right.
Right. And very few people know the name Volcker. Volcker was the Fed chairman before Greenspan. Greenspan started about a month before I did, back in 1987. You know, and so we grew up together. That's kind of like how I put it, you know, except he was obviously much older and seriously more powerful than I ever will think about being as the Fed chairman. But Greenspan delivered a speech that many people regarded as a change of the economic environment. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, the markets are experiencing irrational exuberance. In fact, there's even a book with that title that's out there. And that was in the late 90s. What he said in the mid-2000s was far more insightful. And nobody got it. He was raising interest rates, Ken. Raising rates. And mortgage rates were falling. And he went in front of Congress and he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a conundrum. Mm-hmm. Because when he raised rates, interest rates should be falling. Right? So the challenge that he had as the Fed chairman was that markets weren't behaving like people expected markets to go. So when we talk about late 2018, that's where we happen to be right now, the Federal Reserve did indeed raise rates another quarter of a point. The markets fell, and interest rates fell, and mortgage rates fell. Right? Not what anybody would expect when you go to raise rates.
Correct.
But the markets have a mind of their own and do their very, very own thing. Okay? So you can say that the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates and that rates should probably go up. In 2005, I remember when I got my variable mortgage and the broker looking at me going, your interest rates can't fall anymore. And I go, really? And why do you believe that? You know, and then when I refinanced it in 2006 at an even lower rate, they can't go any lower. You need fixed. Why do you believe that? Right? And I will tell you the one I have today is fixed. It's a 15-year fixed mortgage because I do believe interest rates will climb over time. It's not
correct.
It's not as simple as it was before. But understanding interest rates and how they work and move throughout an economy and the market is not as simple as one would like it to believe. It's, you know, it's not as simple. So I ask you the question, what I should be thinking about on my mortgage. And so here's what my answer would be if you ask me and said, Joe, what should I be thinking? One, always pay attention to what your interest rate is and the time period before it's done. Many of you listening to the show this week are now going to do the standard deduction. You're not going to itemize. That means that mortgage interest is no longer deductible. It is deductible up to an extent, but if you take the standard deduction, it's immaterial. It doesn't matter on your return. So you have to pull that part out of the equation. And then the second part of that deal, when you look at the mortgage, it's you've got an asset. You've got a house. You sleep in it. Whether it's fully paid for or whether it's mortgaged, you still sleep there. You still watch TV there. You still brush your teeth there, right? So you want to make the best use of the asset that you possibly can. You know, so when I look at the house, I want to make sure that my families aren't paying PMI. That's private mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. You have to have 20% equity in the house. No, that does not help. PMI does not in any way, shape, or form benefit you. It only benefits the lender. So make sure that you've got that 20% covered. That's one. And if you, when you got the mortgage, if you had PMI on it, it's worth having an appraisal done to see if you can have it removed. You know, if the value of the asset's gone up. Secondly, make sure that you're using it and the equity in it, because the rate of cost of interest is usually cheaper than what you have on a credit card. So as Ken said, you know, get rid of that other debt that's out there. Use your house.
Joe, there's one other way to, if you have a client out there, to get rid of PMI. So what we do is it's called recasting. So if you have a client who has put maybe 10% down, and they come up with a balance of other 10%, they can pay that down towards the mortgage and recast the loan. They kind of re-amortize the loan, and that's how MI will fall off. We do it all the time with some clients.
Ah, I like it. Hey, you're listening, Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger. We got to go. Have a wonderful week, my friends, and Merry Christmas.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.